Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. And great broadcast, as always. John Sage Singleton is here from Ace of Coins, who has a very different way of looking at the world and maybe some of the ways you can approach yourself for family preparation, for trust for your family, situate yourself, protect yourself. Always interesting to have him on. He's going to be here in the second hour. And Wayne Elliott, our good friend, our good friend, is here. He's on hold. We'll get to him in just a second, and we'll talk, of course, what's going on in Canada, which I think is very important. I don't know if it's ever been more important, because you can see these markers, how things are moving across the world, and Canada is right next door. At least from the United States perspective, it's never been more important. And got a couple. Jay, Power Mall Jay, is going back to surgery for her eye, for her second eye. She had surgery on the first eye. It went very well. She's going to surgery again. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your great emails, all your thoughts. Please continue to please continue to pray for her. She obviously needs it. It's obviously anytime you're dealing with the eye, it's a concerning and scary kind of thing. But she's doing very well so far. And please continue with your prayers. That would be very helpful. Got an email about Deborah Tavares. And the email went something like, oh, Deborah, where's her proof for all this? What in the world is she talking about? Okay, I don't know. We get this. It seems like the same people every time she comes on. It's like we get trolls. It's like they get paid to follow Deborah around and write these kind of things. Let me tell you what I know the interview was concerning. Let me tell you what Deborah's proof is. She has all the documents from all the different, you can watch her videos. YouTube just killed them, but you go on her website and our website has some of her information. She has the documents. Okay, here's what they say. And you think, well, that's not proof. Okay, all right, fine. If that's not proof enough for you, okay. So several years ago, she stood in many of the city councils there in California, stood before them to speak, told them flat out that there's going to be fires in California, the power companies are preparing the grid, and people are going to be pushed off the land, and there's going to be water shortages and more droughts because of weather manipulation. And here's all the documents, and here's all the plan, blah, 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 blah. The people looked at her like she was from Mars. Okay, this is before all this happened. Sure enough, a couple of years ago, a year or two ago, still going on to some extent, certainly the droughts, all of it occurred. Pretty much exactly like she said. Okay, then the next thing she said, there'll be rolling blackouts and there're going to be weather attacks on different areas in the United States, like just occurred in Texas. The power will be out, water will be out, it'll be like an EMP went off. And then they'll raise the power, and this is in preparation, incrementalization to this whole plan that she said. Okay, she said this before it ever happened. It's crazy. It seems lunacy. Okay, she has all the documents. Here's her plan. Here's what they say in secret. Here's what they say in open secret that nobody wants to pay attention to. Here it is, blah, 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 X, Y, Z, X marks the spot, and then it all happens. So please do not send me any emails. Now, whether you agree or disagree with Deborah or you got questions, you'd be insane not to have questions. You'd be insane not to question or doubt out of hand her comments. But don't tell me she's wrong, she's a liar. Do not send me any stupid emails like that anymore. If you want to question and you want to look into it further or what have you, I hope you do. Please do. All I know is Deborah has been way more accurate on this subject than anybody in the world that I've seen. And she's talking, and she's out there. I mean, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the things she was saying, it seemed like, what is wrong with this lady? She's a nut. We don't think that anymore. I never thought that, but I know Deborah. I know Deborah fairly well. Really respect her. Really respect somebody like that. And so please don't send any of those emails. If you have questions, that's another thing. If you want to investigate or more information, that's another thing. Very important interview yesterday. We've had Catherine Austin Fitz, Charlotte Isbury, Sherry Tenpenny. She's on vacation. She couldn't come on here recently, but we'll get her on soon. She comes on quite often. Sherry Tenpenny and Deborah Tavares. I mean, those areas. And we got Wayne Elliott today talking about health and one of the major leading causes of death. this is what the Power Hour brings you. This is what you support. This is why we're here. And we appreciate your support. And you're welcome for what we do. So spread the interviews far and wide. And, please be warned and be forewarned. That's all I got to say. Our first guest today is our favorite Canadian for sure. I think without question. Uncle Kevin's not here today. He'd be bringing up Wayne Gretzky. But forget, who cares about Wayne Gretzky? We got Wayne Elliott here. Of course, he's a health advocate. He's a businessman. He's a scrapyard expert. He's a health advocate. And he talks about the Strauss heart drops and the like and what's going on in Canada. And he's become quite a keen observer of the world and how to put this together. And we're just very excited, as always. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. Always my great pleasure to be with you. You know that. On your opening comments there, Daniel, I couldn't agree with you more. What I found, just for what it's worth to anybody, I found myself being aware of 80 to 90% of the various events that she talked about in the interview. And the way she connected the dots and how, you know, I guess to sum up, really, COVID or the like was necessary for this to be happening. They had to have enough control. And she said, you know, the second thing was, so you had to have fear. You had to have a great deal of fear. Well, that's been accomplished with double A marks. Frightening people with sensationalism, and that word could, of the things that could happen. The second thing was that what was important, and I, you know, how interesting, that we be so divisive, so divided amongst us, as it appears half of Americans are, and a lot of Canadians, I don't think it's half, but perfect if it's down the middle. Because then the regime or Mr. Globalist, she referred to them as, has half the support. Even if it's unwittingly, Daniel, they don't know what's coming. They just, yes, this is great. Everybody's going to eat. Everybody's going to have health care. You know, all I got to say about that kind of thing is if you look at the North America Free Trade Agreement, Canada, United States, and Mexico, well, things were pretty darn good in America and in Canada. And when that agreement was signed, so many factories and manufacturing plants went to Mexico. It's not funny. And the Mexicans rose up in terms of gaining, you know, millions of jobs. And Canada and the U.S. suffered. So it's a very noble thing to feed the world, Daniel, and be wonderful. In a perfect world, that's how it would be. And health care for everyone. But we haven't managed that in the world as it stands, really. It's costly. It's in places like Canada, most of it's covered. We continue to lose pieces of it. Eye doctors are out. Chiropractors are out. Certain type of blood tests are out. Can't find out your blood type. It's $45. You know, so it just keeps getting worse in terms of this free medical system that sometimes America toys with, and they shouldn't. They should leave that alone, in my opinion. Boy, the news, Daniel, it just keeps getting odder, okay? You know, you see these lectures and interviews that you're talking about. Now, let me tell you what I find to be strange in the news on both sides of our border that we share. The same day that President Biden basically says, and please don't quote me, anybody, I read it and saw it. The day that he says these 20 million illegal immigrants, aliens, are going to be made citizens in as expeditiously as possible, made U.S. citizens. And they then referred to these caravans and droves of people, I suppose, wanting to come to the United States at a rate of 4,000 a day, the news report I saw said. I don't know how true it is or if it's accurate, but 4,000 a day. And this is the way it's going to be. So what hit me there is, holy doodle, all of a sudden America's Fed tab for Social Security or whatever you people get for old age pension and so forth from the government, that just went up 7.5%. If the minimum wage goes up like it did, there's a doubling of costs for a lot of part-time work in the United States and California and the southern states. Just huge ramifications. Well, on the same day, I don't know if you're ready for this one or not, Prime Minister Trudeau said that he's going to remove the minimum sentences for gun violence crimes. Used to be in Canada, if you used a gun to commit an armed robbery, you were going to get a minimum of 3 years. And if you fired the gun or hurt somebody, no doubt you get more. But if you used a gun in an armed robbery, it was 3 years. And then other gun offenses had terms of up to 2 years, or minimum terms, rather, 2 years and 1 year. He's wiping all that out. No more minimum terms. We've got wow. to give, now I'm almost quoting, we've got to give people a chance, even ones that's had two or three mistakes. Well, it used to be three mistakes of the same violent crime, and you could be considered a habitual criminal and get life on the third one. Now, it's okay. I forgot the part with President Biden. He has also said that those that have been deported from the United States back to Mexico by ICE, I'm not familiar with ICE, but it's obviously immigration services of some kind.
Yes.
Even those that's been previously deported by ICE for crimes or this or that may reapply and be eligible to come back into the United States. Now, I don't care what you say, Daniel. That's odd if you're seeking out criminals of one type or another, too. Why aren't they excluded instead of being specially mentioned and sought out? Now, in both cases, Canada and the U.S., so we're going to relax the minimum sentences. I'll bet the gangs love it. The gangs in Toronto and that, they must love this. Now your worst case is you're going to get maybe probation if you're caught with a gun. Before, pretty serious here in Canada. But the gangs and the bad guys that use guns, Daniel, this is good news for them. I don't know how it helps the rest of us, but Prime Minister Trudeau's reasoning was because more minorities per capita end up being charged with violent crimes in Canada, we got to get rid of systemic racism, so we're going to remove the minimum sentences. In other words, we have to go easier on these people. They're minorities.
What is the reaction? Is anybody in Canada, are they aware of these kind of things, or they just don't care anymore, or what's the kind of feeling there?
Well, as things get pushed and seem crazier and crazier, all the while, a whole lot of people get more and more frustrated. I want to put it in perspective for you. Must be like near the last straw that broke the camel's back here in Ontario, Daniel. We got a total of 14 million people in Ontario. It's the biggest province by far. It's over a third of the population of Canada. That's where I'm from, Ontario. And we've lost the most jobs. But last week, so out of the 14 million people, I'm going to guess how many are in the workforce. I don't know the answer, but there's kids, there's old folks, there's retired, there's sick people. I'm going to say half. Half is in the workforce, just
probably
to pick numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's 7 million potential workers in Ontario. Last week, 855,000 of them lost their jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
So what is that? Is that 12% or something? Or
No, it's over.
More than 10%
yeah.
of Ontarians yeah. lost their jobs last week. This is the report points out. This is this is after one full year. We're into the second year of this. And Ontario businesses, here's another one that's tough. Ontario businesses, our leader in Ontario, our premier, like your governor, he's gone along with the feds and he's kept Ontario locked down. We're locked down. Big stores only are open. People supposed to stay home. Don't be caught out lollygagging. You'll get a fine. You better be going for medicine or food or to your essential service job, or taking medicine to somebody. Otherwise, you're up to a fine. And BC, province out on the other coast, where Strauss is, it's basically wide open again. Now, can't travel to the States without this, that, and the other thing, vaccine to get on the airplane or whatever they want next. But you can fly to BC. My son's on his way there now in the airplane. Now, he's doing essential service work, but I could, or you or anybody else could as well. So they're wide open. We're locked down here. And you don't have to quarantine when you come back from BC. You can just carry on normal. Daniel, they're either trying to keep this going, if they really believe in their own rules, they're either trying to keep it going. And, you know, the Fed, our Fed, Prime Minister saying stay home, you know, going to extend the payments. We've been warned by our own, whoever does that in Canada, not the ombudsman, but there's a head person in charge of our, like your Federal Reserve. And whoever that is now warning that Canada's now past the warning point. He warned back in the summer, hold on here now. This extra $300 billion in debt it's got to be financed. It's not going away. Well, now we're in for double that, and I guess we're in for more. He's made it so difficult to come back into the country. People staying in these quarantine hotels at $666 a night. That's a punitive measure, Daniel, just to be clear on this. These motels that they're staying in don't cost $666 per person. If you was there with your wife, you'd rent a room for 100 and something at these kind of hotels.
It's a chilling
call it even
effect.
200.
Yeah, it's a chilling effect.
So why is it $666 each? The Red Cross apparently feeds you, so and you can't leave the room.
What do they feed you? Lobster? What do you get lobster?
Yeah, well,
what do you get?
I bet not. You know, I'll bet not. But the point is, the government, that's a punitive measure. We're down to, okay, they can't stop you, but they can punish you for doing what they would like you not to do. You know, this is where all this stuff is going, Daniel.
Let me pause you for a second. Let me ask you a bigger question. You're a prominent businessman. You've been in business for a lot of years. I mean, just looking at this from an economic standpoint, socially, you're obviously able to look at it from a higher point of view. If I were to say, well, it looks like to me the government is killing industry. It's killing independent small business, is getting Main Street America dependent on government aid, is pushing everybody to work at home, to isolate everybody, and now is going to then take care of everybody and make them all dependent on some kind of government, some kind of control system where travel is limited. Would that be crazy for me to say that's what's going on? Or I mean, at some point, people need to realize that, do they not?
Yeah, well, the way it's happening here, until further notice, for international travel on an airplane, you need the test. He's going to insist airlines, because the government can't do it, that airlines, buses, and trains won't allow you on without a vaccination card. So you could be stuck in Canada. He's gone so far as to say the provinces can put their own measures in place, and maybe me and Ontario can't drive through Quebec to get to Nova Scotia. All kinds of, which don't make a bit of sense, Daniel. And here's the thing. Like I said, if BC's wide open, in your country, Florida's wide open, apparently. I have friends there, and they're telling me, and about 5% of the people, the one fellow said he estimates, are wearing masks, and the numbers are coming down. I read a long report on how Texas and Florida, the worst outbreaks, are now doing the best. And what did they do? They more let nature take its course, didn't they, Daniel? They didn't shut right. Well, they did shut right down, but they were quicker to reopen and play it, a day at a time, so to speak, with the whole state that isn't retired. The whole state involved in the entertainment and hospitality and restaurant businesses.
How do you think this is going to shake out? I mean, at some point, is America, Canada, just going to put up with this indefinitely, or is there going to be some sort of push against it? I mean, how do you think this is going to shake out?
Well, I'm sad to say I'm seriously believe in the absence of two and two adding up in any way these days for me. I am believing in what have been called conspiracy theories in the past. If they're not, if there isn't some bigger plan in place here, Daniel, then we've all gone crazy, that's for sure, to believe. Nothing matches. There's no numbers that match. There's no flu now. Influenza B decided, no.
Yeah, it went away.
This winter, we're staying away. It's nonsense. It's never going away, just like they know COVID's not. I read some reports with over 100 virologists from smart universities all over the place, and they agree on that, that COVID will become one day. There may be hot pockets here and there, but it will become an endemic, like the common cold that we've never cured and that always comes back, and influenza B that we've never cured and always comes back, except for this year, miraculously.
How is that possible?
They called it COVID, just like so many other things. There's so much proof to that, including Dr. Fauci's letter. And, you know, I've come to believe this, and I understand there's such things as biological warfare in the world, but this unanswered, and nobody asked a question, and even President Trump didn't really press it as far as I ever heard. Nobody did. Is what was Fauci doing, and what was the $3.7 million for to the Wuhan lab relative to coronavirus? That was specific. So they knew there's a coronavirus. It existed. So the only thing I can think, Daniel, because it's not legal on U.S. shores land anymore, biological production, we had a fellow tell us that was in the government to say, well, we have to do it elsewhere. So if it's a military secret, a Defense Department thing, then we're never going to hear a word about it. Otherwise, you'd have thought it would have been pressed, wouldn't you? What were we doing there with this virus that we paid for? Well, you Americans did.
Well, a lot of people did press. A lot of doctors pressed this, and they were digitally erased. YouTube, you know, the likes. They were licensed with it.
They picked the smallest of the six complaining countries and raise their barley and beef tariffs 80%.
Yeah. Here we go. Them. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Power Hour. Wayne Elliott on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We're sitting here talking during the break, and to try to talk reasonable or try to talk sense or common sense is not common anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And to try to apply this to the situation, it doesn't fit. Wayne keeps saying 2 + 2 doesn't add up to 4 here. At what point does America, Canada, America, I mean, maybe they've already figured that out and they don't know quite what to do. I don't know. Or they're so scared that they stay in the bubble. I'll tell you a quick story about my, first, thepowermall.com. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know the great product, Strauss being the premier product, the most profound product we've sold ever on the Power Mall over the 20 plus years it's been open. Is Strauss Heart Drops, how it's changed people's life. You know that, all the other specials at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your support. 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Let me tell you a story about one of my in-laws. This is my wife's brother-in-law. I like him a lot. So he's not my brother-in-law, but he's her brother-in-law. His family is very much wanting to take the vaccine, what have you. My sister-in-law, who I like very much, I send her a video of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talking about the vaccine, how there's some real concerns about, the mutations that it does in the body and how 2 to 12 months later, there's probably going to be some real problems with people and that their body's going to go into overdrive and cytokine storms when they're re-exposed to coronaviruses, just like animals did in the testing. That's all she says. She goes over this. You know, this is what's happened. This is the concern. This is a real problem. Her family wouldn't even look at it. They said, oh, she's a conspiracy theorist. She's an anti-vaxxer. Here's their exact words to her. Show me something from Wall Street Journal or something like that, then I'll listen to it. So do you want to see and understand the power when you have Facebook, when you have the media backing up this corporate oligarchical plans that are being pushed on us, and the symmetrical way in which they operate? This is warfare on your mind. This is a program on your mind. There's no other way to look at it. You know, these common sense questions that Wayne is asking, that we ask on the show, somebody with a Wall Street Journal badge, with a New York Times badge, they aren't asking these questions. Is it because we're so smart? No. It's because they won't be in their position if they ask. Nobody from Wall Street Journal will ever ask that question. Nobody from the New York Times. Facebook will, YouTube will censor a doctor who says these things. Do you see the power in that? And right now, as these agendas get pushed forward, and you gotta understand my brother-in-law's family. I mean, these are salt of the earth, super nice, religious, the whole nine yards type people. These are American people. But yet they think like slaves. I hate to say it. I don't want to offend them. They're not listening. They won't listen to this show, so I'm not worried about offending them. They think like slaves. And that's what we've been conditioned to do. And that's why this show is so important. And all the support that you've given here, we're here because you write checks to the Power Mall. We're here because of your prayers and your donations, to have independent thought, to be able to have Wayne on here talk about these things and his opinion. And can we not discuss these things? Can we not ask reasonable questions? Can we not? I mean, we have no future if common sense doesn't have a place in public debate and public discussion. And if they don't have a place in YouTube and Facebook and all, what does it say about them? I don't have to know anything else. What else do I need to know? What else do I need to know? That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's obviously concerning on the highest levels. Wayne at the beginning of the show mentioned the interview, Catherine Austin Fitz, Planet Lockdown. We sent that out by email. I think it's still up on the website. If you want it, you can email Catherine support at Power Hour Nation and get it. It's the best interview I've seen to take all the different, probably five areas, and give an overview of here's what it looks like is happening. Here's what is happening. And Catherine Austin Fitz, so you know, ladies and gentlemen, was Assistant Secretary of HUD. She's not somebody sitting in her mom's basement. She's been at the highest levels of Wall Street. She's been at the big hedge funds on Wall Street. She's been in the discussions with the bankers. Why are you doing this? Oh, because we want to control the population and take their wealth. And she's been in sat across the table and had those conversations with these people. So check those out. Check out the different information if you need some emails, whatever, some videos. Just email us. It's a crazy time. We believe in you. We need each other, ladies and gentlemen, because truth is becoming, and freedom is becoming scarcer and scarcer. It's like Thomas Paine in Common Sense, the book written before the war, the Revolutionary War. You know, freedom is being hunted across the world. Ladies and gentlemen, truth and freedom are the same thing. So when truth is hunted, then you know freedom is hunted. And when liberty is hunted, then you know the Spirit of God is hunted. And it's a war on all of it. And so at some point, you have to find your inflection points, and you have to stand up for any of those things. If you want to stand up for your future, all those things have to be supported. And that's where we are. So I went on a little bit of a soapbox there, but we're talking to Wayne Elliott, whose his perspective, I think, is profound in a lot of different ways, and we're so honored to have him here. You were telling a story about something that happened in Canada a while ago about the stores. Why don't you tell that story on air? I think that would be really helpful.
I'm sorry, about the what, Daniel?
The story with the stores, they were closed, and then one of them opened, and then pretty soon all of them opened. Tell that whole story.
Oh, yeah, well, that was many years ago, probably 35 years ago. Canada has what's called the Lord's Day Act, and it used to be that on Sundays, very little could be open in Canada, very little. The bars and restaurants couldn't be. The restaurants that could be couldn't serve alcohol. You couldn't buy liquor. You couldn't go and drink it anywhere. Trucks couldn't haul on Sundays. The Lord's Day Act. Well, about 35 years ago, one fur store, fur coat store in Toronto, said that we heard the fine's $300. If we sell one fur coat, we'll pay the fine and have profit left over. So they opened. They got a $300 fine. The next Sunday, all the furriers in Toronto opened. Got to remember, Daniel, even then there was 3 million people there. So it's a big city. And the Sunday after that, everyone that wanted to open, bars opened, everything. And we've just gone further that way. I just heard that now, used to be here in Ontario, the government controlled the liquor, the beer and the wine. There was no place you could buy a bottle of any of those except a government store. Then they started putting them, just like in America, in a chain of variety stores. Then some private places got a license to sell it. And now the big 7-Eleven chain here is approved to sell in maybe in all of Canada, Daniel. I don't know, but Ontario at least. So it's just more available as time goes on, longer hours of the day. The government stores used to close at 7 or 8 or 9 at night, the beer store. And now there's places open till midnight, and there'll be 24-hour places when 7-Eleven has it. So, and at the same time, the smaller, the 7-Eleven's not going to go broke through this COVID, but the small mom-and-pops are. And I'm just afraid that of that 855,000 jobs, there was just a ton of them was small business owners and their small staff or their staff of helpers, workers, that's largely making up that number, because it's like the straw that broke the camel's back, Daniel. In Ontario, in our 11th month since lockdowns and emergency started last year, in our 11th month, they've now been closed 5 full months. So half of this past year, our small retailers have been closed. The big box stores have been open. Doesn't make a bit of sense to me, that one either. It just doesn't. You stand in a line up at Costco or Walmart, they're open here, or a drugstore, but stand in a line up outside. But a small shop wasn't allowed to open and have, you know, 2 or 3 people at a time in it, or 1 or 2 people at a time. They just were made close, and the restaurants couldn't be open after investing a lot of money with these plexiglass partitions and seating people every 2 or 3 seats and tables and so forth. They have invested that money in tough times, then close them down again. They've been closed since Christmas night here, Daniel, in Ontario.
And,
I'm wondering if people are going to take a chance and say, I've seen a few things on Facebook where business owners in Toronto are saying, you know, this is ridiculous. They're dropping like flies, Daniel. It's just simple arithmetic. On top of groceries and the gasoline for the car and other things that we, most of us have, the small business owners got the overhead of the business, the rent, the light bill, staff, but who knows if he's got them when he needs them again.
Wayne, why don't the businesses get together? Are they that divided? Are they afraid? Are they, you know, if they all stick together, you know, we hang together, we hang separately. If all of them decide to open, the government can't do a darn thing about it.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. What I'm wondering, I've been thinking about it a long time, what would happen. What I'm wondering is, what would the government's position? I got a feeling they're not ready to lay down yet. They've hardly given any vaccines in Canada, relatively speaking. Daniel, you people are in the States are vaccinating 1,300,000 some odd a day people. We still haven't vaccinated 1 million people. And geez, then the computer at the government lied and gave a wrong report, and it's only half as many as they said it was that's been vaccinated, because they forgot everybody's supposed to have 2. And but they're, you know, anyhow, they're still not expecting most of us who want one until September. And I think they got to keep this rolling. I don't think there's a snowball's chance, and you know where, of that border opening this year or not till the end of it. Till all Canadians that wanted to or that they can coerce into having a vaccine has one, and that money's been made. Now, these experts, if you read, that was a great report I was sent, very distinguished PhDs and people from all kinds of different universities and parts of the world. They agreed on many things. You know, they're expert at what they're expert at, virology and so forth. They said that COVID will become an endemic, like the cold, and the influenza B. We'll never get rid of it. And like the flu, maybe it's going to kill 650,000 people a year in the world. It's just the way it is. We've accepted that with the flu for years, Daniel. They got flu shots. That's what they call it here, the flu shot. And most people run for it. I did once, and I got the flu. I never went for another one. But and then Jim Stroh told me, you don't get injected with the poison you're trying to avoid, so I never got another one. But you know, so it's going to be another vaccine. Think about the money. Let's say half Canadians get a vaccine for the flu shot. And now they're going to be lined up for the COVID annual shot and so many others, measles and whatever they make kids take today. But 17.5 million people, I don't know how much this costs a dose. Bill Gates said $1,000. Well, that's a ton of money, if that's true. But just think of the money, Daniel, and what if half of Americans get convinced one way or another, or more than half? They're testing on babies now. They're testing on teenagers now. And the recent test they've started is on pregnant moms. And I got to ask myself, why would you do that at this point when they are not among the majority of those that have really suffered or died? Why would you do that now? And where's the smartness in this if they kill 50 of them?
We got a caller with a comment or question. Chad in North Carolina. Chad in North Carolina, you're on the air. What's your comment or question, Chad?
Yes. I believe Wayne said my internet was breaking up, and I believe he mentioned he wanted to know what Fauci was doing, giving the money to the Wuhan lab. I saw another one of David Martin's videos. I think it was more recent. The series, I believe, is called Butterfly of the Week, which you can look up on YouTube. And he pretty much laid out to my satisfaction what was going on was that under the, I guess, the legal premise that they couldn't do this testing here in this state. I believe it was at UNC. They were doing tests on SARS virus to see if they could make it easier to spread to humans. That was a big no-no, so they had to move it to China. Had you heard anything like that?
Yes, that's exactly. There was the university there, like you said, they were doing testing, and somebody said, hey, you can't be testing biological weapons. That's what this is. You're trying to pass SARS to human beings? What are you, crazy?
So to circumvent that, he described it as they moved it over there and paid them to do the tests. And it was in one of his, I think, more recent videos. But I know a lot of people, to my surprise, who said they aren't going to get that shot. And some people who say, oh, well, I want to get it because I want to travel, things like that. And they go ahead and get it without thinking about what the consequences down the road might be. And I just think this is an all-in-one Nazi-style control mechanism. And
you know what gets me, fellas? When I heard from an ex-military man who called into a show that I was on recently, and he said the same as this gentleman, that only he said it's against U.S. federal law now to produce, if they call these biological weapons, to produce them in the United States. So, I think I can quote his words, so we do it elsewhere. And he mentioned North Carolina was the last one shut down. And so he said we do it elsewhere, places like China. So that's kind of, now here's what came up for me. Okay, so I guess it's one thing if you want to do it somewhere else for some kind of safety or moral twisted reason. It'd be twisted if you're having it done anyway. It's not any more moral. But that means the Chinese have it first. And in their lab. So, you know, it's there's a lot of madness going on, fellas.
To top it off, I'll tell you another topper to this. The Biden administration just made it so our tax money is going to help fund the Wuhan lab permanently now, like every year. It's not even in secret anymore. No.
Right.
We need to work with them. We need to fund them to deal with this.
One of the first orders he signed to change Trump's was to spend that $450 million. China still controls it. God, do you see the agencies that there's a Chinese, mostly men, but there's a Chinese person who's the head or co-head of the agencies? It's quite unbelievable, the world organizations. There's some 25 or 26 of them. And these aren't ladies auxiliaries. These are NATO and UN and big organizations.
Did you say ladies auxiliaries?
They didn't fire a shot.
Chad, any final comment? We got to run.
Well, I just would say maybe you should try seeing if you can get David Martin on the show. You think that's possible? Or
yeah, I don't. Why not? I mean, yeah, we usually can get, not always, but we usually can get somebody if we hunt them down. It depends if we have contact. Catherine's pretty good at it. So, Catherine, if you're listening, David Martin, let's see what we can. That'd be very interesting. Thank you so much for the call, Chad.
Thank you.
We got about 6 or 7 minutes left. You know, one of the reason that you got involved with that you came on the Power Hour to begin with is your involvement with Strauss and what you've seen and how many lives have changed. Let's take 5 or 7 minutes and maybe talk about some of these things. Maybe some of the considerations people need to have about Strauss products, about the heart drops, the bladder, the prostate, what have you. Go in any direction you want for the last little bit here and talk about these and how important they are to people, Wayne.
They were always very, very important, and of course, thanks to them, the Strauss formulas, my life got saved and then changed forever. 25 years ago now, I was in my early 40s, when I discovered Strauss. And then the things I've seen with my folks and with football players and friends and other family, and to this day, it's been remarkable. This isn't like vitamin C or B or D3, all very important things, full spectrum minerals, very important things. They're not in our food, folks. They can't duplicate nature. So these GMO foods and our soil is depleted. We all know that. So you can't get everything through these chemical depleted soils and foods. You need supplements. The Power Mall, I know, has all the best brands of these supplements, but the Strauss formulas are more like treatments, more like maintenance. You change the filter in the car, change the oil in the car, you change the furnace filter, tractor's got to be serviced. Everything is maintenance, so it's really the way to look at it. And, of course, if you have a problem, by all means, bladder, prostate, kidneys, heart, by all means, I urge you to try these products. But if you're over the age of 30, I'd urge people to try just their cleanses. If you look at them as cleanses, the bladder, the kidney, blood pressure formula, and the prostate for men, they all have antibiotic herbs in them. Because what's a major issue in those parts of our body, Daniel, is bacteria. It grows quickly. It's hard to fight and get rid of. And it's very stubborn, those parts of our bodies, to accept help for some reason. So hence, things like urinary tract infections, folks complain about them for a long period of time. And we had a lady on last week who told us her great story, frustrated with everything she'd tried for her urinary tract infections and just believed that there wasn't anything, no pharmaceuticals, no natural. She tried over-the-counter. She said when she bought the Strauss bladder, she was sure this won't work either, but bought it because she's so frustrated over so many years with this issue. Must have been very uncomfortable and incontinence and all the rest of it that can go along with it. And so she wasn't quite through her first bottle, and she called in to say it's like a miracle. She's back to normal 100% and told us her story. So that they're great formulas. They're as different as food are from chemical drugs, man-made chemical drugs. They're at the opposite end of the spectrum. There isn't an ingredient in any formula that someone couldn't grow that herb, that botanical, in their own garden. There isn't one. These are botanicals. They're made from the same cells we're made from. And as it turns out, you know, you can't take your car to the lumber yard to fix with wood. So you want cells you're made from to really, really help you, not man-made chemicals. They don't claim to because they don't, the man-made chemicals, but cells you're made from. Just like our good foods were meant to be our medicines, Daniel. All the colors, all the enzymes, and all those foods and beautiful colors. And people should still, when they can, they're making a salad, put all the colors you can in there. Things that you like, a soup, same thing. It's all those enzymes that are building blocks. So we're not getting enough natural food. Most is genetically modified or contains it. Everything involves chemicals today. They are a problem for us, just like other means of getting chemicals, smoking, drinking, airplane flights, pollution, chlorine in our water, all this stuff is not meant to be. So there's never been a more important time to kill bacteria and provide the other herbal ingredients in these formulas are just supportive, those parts of our body like those herbs in that proportion. And it's cleansing and supportive. It's like a maintenance program where you're just maintaining that part of your body. You get to age 50 and haven't done any of that. You should maybe consider it as a preventative measure, Daniel.
Well, I would say 40. Why wait to 50? I would say 40, or depending on your diet, maybe even younger. I didn't have a crease in my ear, and they made a big, the heart drops made a big difference. The kidney support, that helped me tremendously. And I didn't have signs, or I'm not down any drugs or anything. It helped me a lot.
You know why I keep taking them, Daniel? I keep taking the Strokes formulas. I keep rotating them. I take a lot. I take those vitamins and minerals I suggested. I don't want to get sick. I don't want any of these diseases to fight.
Blood flow is everything, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne, it's an absolute pleasure as always, ladies and gentlemen. You can get all those at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. God bless you, Wayne, as always.
Take care.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.